Never found the truth. Never knew the meaning. Your endless charm and youth never stopped me dreaming. But now it's dawned on me that intellect I'll never see. So I must go.
Oh, wait, guys, we're recording.
Oh!
Hey, guys, and welcome back to the Most Dangerous Podcast. Today, we will be reviewing 00 Duck in You Will Only Crash Twice.
I loved this episode.
Yeah, me too. So good. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I love where Dewey has his own original song. It's so yes. Good.
I love that song.
I could seriously sing it all day.
I seriously do sing it all day. I love it. Oh my gosh. It was better than I ever thought it would ever be. It was amazing.
I know. It was like... Wait, what? Yeah. They actually came up with all of that? I was like so surprised.
And I love how in the end credits too, how they have the song, but more like the chorus of the song. So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. I listen to it like 200 times a day.
It's just like you go back, it's just like, it's not 200, it's like 1,000.
Yeah, pretty much. I love that song.
Yeah. And then Launchpad with their game and stuff.
Yes. Launchpad.
Oh, wait. No, now I'm hungry.
Yes. Oh, typical Launchpad.
Yep.
Okay, so today, Audrey and Sierra, again, will not be joining us. They might be here later towards the end of the episode, but we will see.
Yes.
And... usually we put together a review for our episodes, so we got specific stuff to talk about, but today we didn't, because we just want to get the episode up, so we didn't research it too much, so we'll just be talking about our favorite parts of the episode and, you know, Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll jump right in to the episode.
Okay. When did Webby become an actual, like expert child on Funzos?
Yes, like in Day Trip of Doom, how, you know, the boys are trying to, get her to act like a normal child. So they take her to Funzos and she's, like, acting like, you know, Webby.
Yeah.
She's her Webby Funzo. Normal. So, yeah, and then in this episode you see her, like, total kid showing Scrooge around everything, so that, I love how they did that. Journal.
Yeah, we actually had to diary go back, journal. Didn't we? We went back and we're like,
yeah.
I think we saw that, or we heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, oh yeah, so it was, yeah, it was like, in the diary.
Yeah, I thought they mentioned it, and it was, so. They found the third eye diamond invented in Intellaray, and she tested it on a rat.
Who turned out to be Gadget.
Made the dumb rat smart.
Yeah. I love that she just, like, dumbs it down. Like, for him, like, she talks all, like...
Yes.
She talks, like, in a way that you would actually understand. And then she's like, I made the dumb rat smart.
Yes.
She just dumbs it down even further.
Yes, which ended up being Gadget.
Yep.
And... all Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
So if you've ever seen that and love Gadget, this is an episode where you will have Gadget as a reference.
Yep. Oh, I like Gadget.
She's so cute.
And there's still be. Did she make her clothes on a normal sewing machine or a tiny sewing machine? Like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen Darkwing Duck, so I didn't know if Steelbeak was like, if he was smart in Darkwing or not.
Yeah.
Because in this, I totally thought he was going to be, like, super smart and stuff, but then I realized, okay, he's not that smart, and they might have done that just because Launchpad, you know, in this episode's not smart, so they were, like, both not smart.
Yeah.
And so they might have done it for that, but...
Yeah, it's just, like, after we watch this, then we go back to Darkwing Duck and find that episode with Steelbeak, mm-hmm. and then just watch it.
Yeah, I really need to watch Darkwing because Goslin's going to come up any episode now. She's going to be in one of the upcoming ones because so far all the episodes have had a new character, and there will be a new character introduced in Louise 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm so excited for Daisy.
I know. She's
going to be in Louise 11. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know, I heard her voice, I was like, oh, no way, no way, no way, no way.
And if you guys don't know, Disney released an exclusive sneak peek for Louise 11, and you can see Daisy in it, so we will put that in the show notes, so you guys can watch it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it, I had my phone on my bed, and I got up to grab my earbuds, and it just started playing. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll let it play. I'll just go back. I heard Daisy. I was like, no way.
Yeah. I almost didn't tell you till we started recording because I wanted you to just be super surprised, but then I decided I would just tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so excited. That but anyways, back to Double O Duck. Let's see, where were we? Journal.
Yeah, we actually had to diary go back journal. Didn't we went back and we're like,
yeah,
I think we saw that or we heard that,
mm-hmm.
and then we were like, oh yeah, so it wasn't like, a diary.
Yeah, I thought they mentioned it, and it was. So they found the third eye diamond invented in Intelleray, and she tested it on a rat
who turned out to be Gadget.
Made the dumb rat smart.
Yeah. I love that she just, like, dumbs it down. Like, for him, like, she talks all, like...
Yes.
She talks, like, in a way that you would actually understand. And then she's like, I made the dumb rat smart.
Yes.
She just dumbs it down even further.
Yes, which ended up being Gadget.
Yep.
And... All Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
So if you've ever seen that and love Gadget, this is an episode where you will have Gadget as a reference.
Yep. Oh, I like Gadget.
She's so cute.
And there's Steelbeak. Did she make her clothes on a normal sewing machine or a tiny sewing machine? Like,
oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I've never seen Darkwing Duck, so I didn't know if Steelbeak was like, if he was smart in Darkwing or not.
Yeah.
Because in this, I totally thought he was going to be, like, super smart and stuff, but then I realized, okay, he's not that smart, and they might have done that just because Launchpad, you know, in this episode's not smart, so they were, like, both not smart.
Yeah.
And so they might have done it for that, but...
Yeah, it's just like, after we watch this, then we go back to Darkwing Duck and find that episode with Steelbeak, and then just watch it.
Yeah, I really need to watch Darkwing because Goslin's going to come up any episode now. She's going to be in one of the upcoming ones because so far, all the episodes have had a new character, and there will be a new character introduced in Louise 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm so excited for Daisy.
She's
gonna be in Louise 11. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know, I heard her voice. I was like, oh, no way, no way, no way, no way.
And if you guys don't know, Disney released an exclusive sneak peek for Louise 11. And you can see Daisy in it. So we will put that in the show notes so you guys can watch it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it, I had my phone on my bed, and I got up to grab my earbuds, and it just started playing. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll let it play. I'll just go back. I heard Daisy. I was like, no way.
Yeah. Almost didn't tell you till we started recording because I wanted you to just be super surprised, but then I decided I would just tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so excited for that. But anyways, back to Double O Duck. let's see, where were we? Oh, yes, Steelbeak, Rescue Rangers. Okay, so Bradford, like, shows up on the TV type thing and tells Black Karen and Steelbeak that Scrooge McDuck is in Funzo's Fun Zone. And so Steelbeak's like, I'll take care of it. And he ends up kidnapping Dewey and Launchpad.
Okay, I gotta say, that kidnap scene was kind of weird because I was like, did he just hit Dewey?
I know. Now the pain feels so lifelike. Oh my gosh, Launchpad and Dewey. Though when he hits Dewey, I'm like, oh, Dewey.
I know.
I love how it switches back and forth from them, what they're seeing through the glasses, and what's actually happening at Funzo's.
I know. It's so cool.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So, in the end, Steelbeak ends up knocking out Dewey and Launchpad, and they wake up like, we're in the next level! Like, so they totally think it's still a part of the game. And so,
I probably would too.
Exactly. They'd be like, whoa, what's happening here? And so, I love how when Dewey tries to break out, like, his efforts to get out are just priceless.
Yes.
And then there's Launchpad. He tries to figure out how to open the cell door.
Yeah.
And then Gadget comes in. Rescue Rangers end up coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotta say, Chip and Dale never looked cuter.
Oh, I know, right? They're so cute, so tiny. I love also the Rescue Rangers theme that, like, plays in the background.
Ooh, yes.
So good. And then they get out, and Donald. Dewey is, like, building a tiny airplane and teaching a mouse how to fly. That was your plan? Launchpad's like, yes, I did that. I was like, oh, my gosh, Launchpad.
Oh, my gosh. Taking all the credit.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. So... So funny. And then Scrooge and Webby back at Funzo's, though.
Oh, yes. Okay. I gotta say, when Scrooge was playing, and he's like, we'll be, like, Funzo ticket millionaires. I was like,
yeah.
What? You're already a millionaire.
Yeah, ticket millionaires. Oh, my gosh. And so I'll need something like a ticket bin. So he gets really into skee-ball. Which, I love that game. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we have something to say. Sierra and Audrey can join us for the last half of our episode here. So,
what's up?
Yeah, they're here right now. It's like a reunion. Like, we haven't recorded together since the first episode.
We're back.
Right? That is so true. That
is so true.
So, like, all together.
Yeah, we just left off.
All in this together.
Okay, that is not DuckTales, but anyway, we just did the part. We're at Scrooge, skee-ball. He's playing skee-ball.
Got it. Oh, I love skee-ball. I'm just gonna say that right now. I love skee-ball.
Yeah,
I was never good at it, but I like it.
I love how Webby's like just telling Scrooge, like, "Oh, let me show you this trick shot," and he's like, "Nope,
I'm on a roll.
I'm on a roll."
I love how it showed that he pulled his sleeves up, too. So he's, like, really
getting into this.
Right? Oh, yes.
Yep. Meanwhile, Dewey and Launchpad are back down at FOWL headquarters trying to beat the game, or so they think.
Beat the game.
Oh, yeah. And Steelbeak blasted Black Karen with the Intellaray and made her dumb.
I know, it was
so
just
she
like,
can
it was
eat all the world's
so
toys.
Funny. I was just like,
I tried so hard
oh
not
my
to laugh.
Gosh.
I saw a sneak peek of that. Like, before we actually watched the episode, I saw Stilbeak shoots Black Heron. Oh, I'm like, gosh. Oh my gosh, what is that about?
I read. Black Heron gets shot. I was like, oh my gosh, she gets shot.
And that's then I didn't so I thought like she actually got shot. And then I saw that they had the Intellaray. And so like, through the entire episode, I was just like, she's gonna get shot with the Intellaray, and she's gonna go dum dum.
Dum dum. Okay, so yes, then. Dewey and Launchpad come across Black Heron, and then Steelbeak. And Steelbeak goes to shoot Dewey. Is that how it went?
Steelbeak
went to shoot Dewey, and then Launchpad jumped in the way and got shot.
Imagine if he did, though, and Dewey got all
intelligent. Oh my gosh. I think Dewey got, like, super intelligent. Or what if he got, like, super dumb?
Oh my gosh.
He get super dumb.
But it was on. It was on intelligence. Smart. But oh my gosh, that would have been hilarious.
Totally
to watch
different.
So that would have been.
Yeah. I wonder if he would have found out about Fowl.
Oh, I know. He probably would have, and then season would have been over.
It's true.
But Launchpad ends up getting shot. Oh, what?
I said, I was going to say, I totally, like, I was like, wait. Is he gonna be dumber or is he gonna be smarter?
Yeah,
I have a feeling it's gonna be smarter because he's, you know, he's already.
Oh,
crazy.
That was awesome.
In a nice way.
And then Dewey though. Oh no, that was his last line.
Yeah.
And then
because he still thinks he's in a game.
Mm-hmm. Launchpad's intelligence comes out.
Yeah, I love his hair.
Yeah, how it flicked back.
Yeah, and he just, like, he pulls it back, like, okay, I'm smart now. I was like, oh,
I know, right? Gosh.
That's how his body gets smart.
I love that he put on, like, one of Steelbeak's suits.
Yeah.
to complete
the
look.
Where does he keep his evening wear?
Yes. And then he figures out, of course, Fowl is plotting against the family.
Mm-hmm.
And worse, they already kidnapped Dear Duford.
Like, I love his accent, too.
Oh, my gosh. Is this what smart... Like, if Launchpad was smart, would he talk like that? Like, oh, my gosh.
I wonder how much this... A whole bunch of episodes would be changed.
Oh, my gosh.
If he stayed smart.
That would have been... That would have been... Insane. The rest of the season would have been... I mean, over pretty fast, but Launchpad would have been, like, super smart, so that would have been hilarious.
Yes.
I love that he just says Dear Duford.
Yes.
Dear Duford instead of Dewey. Like,
oh, Dear Duford.
Oh my gosh. And so then he goes out on a speedboat to try to catch Steelbeak and save Dear Duford.
We're just going to call him Dear Duford for the rest of the time that we're talking about Launchpad being smart.
Yeah, the rest of the time is going to be Dear Duford. Okay?
I wonder, like, if Huey got shot, I wonder how he would look and, like, how he would sound because he's so smart.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, like, we imagine all the different triplets being shot.
Yes. Imagine if Louie got shot.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he'd still be talking about money.
Probably.
He got some brilliant ways to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Would he still be lazy?
Mm-hmm.
Things to think about.
Anyway, so speedboat chase. I love, you know, Launchpad realizes this isn't a game, but Dear Duford still is like, speedboat chase.
And I can taste the seawater. I'm a little scared. I'm a little dehydrated. This game is awesome.
Anyway,
that's how I talk.
And then Launchpad tries to warn Dewey that Fowl was plotting against the family. And I'm like, if he heard it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so close. He almost heard the plot, but no.
Deep breaths, okay.
And then the fight leads to a satellite house.
Yep.
I love that. It's
the
so
best,
funny.
The best lair.
I think it's the best lair that Fowl's ever had.
Yeah.
Satellite house.
No, I like fun zones, like the bottom.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, that brilliant. Was like smart on their part.
Mhm.
But the satellite house is cool.
In like some ways.
So
because like if anybody just goes into the, like the ball pit, then they could just like fall down.
You fall down
into the lair.
That's it.
What if it's Scrooge McDuck?
He falls in the ball pit.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious.
Makes me wonder, in Daytrip of Doom, was that headquarters there? Because Webby, you know, she was, like, falling in the ball pit. And she, like, if she would have made it to the bottom, I wonder if she would have found Foul headquarters. Or if they were not set up there yet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but they were there since
probably
the beginning.
Not there. They probably
yeah, I mean, Foul's been there since the beginning, so I wonder if she would have discovered it.
And they do look like pretty set up and everything, so maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
They made the jail good.
That Webs, you were so close.
You were so close. Closed. Close. And so, Satellite House. Steel Beak's plan was to blast the entire city of Duckburg. Is it called a city or is it just Duckburg?
It's a city.
It's
or
a burg.
Town.
It's a
town.
No, it's city? A city.
Okay.
It's a city
of Duckburg.
Because I feel like when they're talking to Gizmo Duck, he's like, you could save the city or something. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so, oh, yeah, you're right. Stewbeak's plan, no one will ever call him dumb again, so he's going to make the whole city dumb.
And that is a stupendous plan. We all thought of the same quote at the same time.
That is, like, one of my favorite quotes. Yeah. Like, that is my favorite quote.
Yeah. And so, then, Launchpad returns. And I love, like, the whole fight scene. Like, the way Launchpad's just dodging everything. Wait,
you're
wearing my suit? It suits me better.
Your brain. Yeah. Your body. It's all smarter.
Body's
when
smart.
He first said that, I'm just like, what?
Your brain. Your body.
Your body.
Like, Launchpad, your body is smart now.
I mean, I get what he means, but that was just a weird way to put it.
It was
right?
Stupid.
Exactly.
So
he's stupendous.
And so then, Launchpad though, if you make the whole city dumb, they'll be so dumb they forget how to breathe.
Oh yeah. I mean, doy.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
And. No one will be able to survive being that dumb, except Launchpad. So, oh my gosh. And then how he's climbing up to get blasted by the Intellirig, and, like, the song playing.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
And then, like, I wonder if Dewey heard him, because he's saying, like, I could end world hunger. And he's like, I can stop the evil conspiracy out to get your family. I was like, did... Do we catch on to that? Because he said it and was like...
Why didn't he just Dewey tell him, like, right then?
Right? Right? Oh my gosh.
I mean, and the season would have been short, but...
Like, he said still. That and Dewey was, like, listening to him. So I was like, was he, like, paying attention? Because...
Were you actually paying attention?
Were you listening? I mean, do you do first?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Like, Dewey, come on. Launchpad. Just say. Oh.
I was just like, oh, right, there's an evil conspiracy out to get us. Oh, wait, never mind. I don't remember ever hearing that, so you know what? Never mind.
Right? Oh, and something we forgot to mention was how when Dewey, when Launchpad and Steelbeak are fighting, how the Rescue Rangers come in again and, electrocute Steelbeak. And Launchpad's just like, thanks for the... Rescue.
Yeah. I love that he takes a pause, says it, and then blinks.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah, winks. Like, why is blink. He blinks?
He blinks. He blinks.
We all blink.
Just with one eye.
Yeah. A blink with one eye.
Blink. Blink. That's what you call it. When you do two.
No,
wink. Like when you blink. Like, you know.
Okay, so, and then, oh my gosh, and so then Launchpad is going to sacrifice his smartness,
his intelligence,
okay, it's better sounding than smartness. and so, aww, it was so sweet, and then
it was.
He's like, I just want to be good enough, and then Dewey, you're already good enough, you're like, aww, it's so
That song is so good.
Oh my gosh, yes. And so, that was sweet. And so then Launchpad gets struck dumb.
Oh my god.
And then Dewey like goes and jumps after. I was like, oh, this is so sweet. And then I love how they just like come to and they're just laying on the floor in Bunzos.
Did we read the game?
Oh yeah, and then going back, I forgot about this too, is Scrooge counting his tickets.
Yes. No, he fixes the pizza platter.
Yes. Sir, we can count those for you. I don't even know what he says, because he's like, you can barely understand Scrooge when he's like
mad,
talking all Scottish and his little names he calls people. Oh my gosh, they're so good. And then he like goes to pick up the platter and throw it at him, and Webby just grabs it.
Oh my gosh, I love when she does that.
At the end of the day.
Nope. And they don't expire. And Webby with like the with her face.
Her face, like, if you tell him that, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, don't.
Exactly.
And she is capable of that.
Yeah, she's very capable. I mean, she's holding a platter.
Without the platter, probably.
And then I love how Scrooge just in the end ends up getting just a little mustache comb.
I know. How much money did you spend to win those tickets?
Okay, when you just started crying, I was like, aw, Scrooge.
Oh my gosh. How much did it cost? You're just like, oh,
because usually it's sad because he's not mad. He's just really upset and depressed.
I wonder how much he did spend for the tickets, though. I mean, it's so true, though. Like, you go to an arcade or something, and you spend so much money, and you're like, what did I get? A slinky. Like,
yeah, slinky.
That's the most common thing I've ever gotten at an arcade is just a slinky.
Yeah.
So the cool. Common thing is
I did get paper lanterns one time.
But then it would break. Oh, yeah, I remember the paper lanterns.
I still have them.
I get, like, balls sometimes.
Anyway. Moved away from paper lanterns.
And then Dewey... That was a crazy game, Launchpad. Was it all a game?
Oh my gosh.
His intelligence. I mean, it's still there, you know, like in the back, like, warn them! Warn them about Foul! And he's like, Scrooge, I have something very important to tell you.
I like purple.
A lot.
A lot. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I totally expected that. Right. Like that. So. Mm-hmm.
And then Scrooge is still so depressed. Like, let's go home.
Let's go home. I'm just like,
I don't think we should take you here anymore.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. This was a really good episode.
It was.
Wow. It was totally a good episode.
Heartfelting.
Heartfelting. Heartfelting.
Yeah, heartfelt. I didn't sound right for some reason.
And then it ends with going back to Foul headquarters with Bradford. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he would be like that intimidating. When I found out he was the leader, I was like, oh, that's so cool. But I'm like, okay, he's actually pretty intimidating.
I mean, he's been intimidating since the first episode when you didn't even know he was a bad guy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I guess. I mean, they're all so serious and creepy.
Yes.
It's like, yeah. Is there really a need for a money bin?
And so, yeah. And then he's got, like, that remote for Steelbeak to close
it. Yeah. Like,
I was like, that is hilarious.
That was, like, an ingenious invention.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Well, like, everybody can have one of those cute.
Just sit down.
Why is this way?
Right? Why you? Why is this way? But also, he's like, we don't want to, what was it?
We don't
want to
destroy the world.
We want to steal it.
I can't remember.
We want to steal it out from under Ducks. I don't think it was nose.
Beak.
It was a beak or bill or something.
Bill.
I
yes,
don't remember.
Your
but
bill.
Oh, like, their plan
get
is
it?
To steal the world. Like that. I get
like,
it.
Oh my gosh.
So they want to steal. They want to steal the world. I'm like, oh my gosh. I wonder like what they're in the end. Like their main plot is like how they're gonna steal the world. So
I know. It all comes together in the final episodes.
It all comes together.
I know. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait for the end of season 3. And at the same time, like, I'm loving season 3, so I'm just enjoying it all, enjoying the mystery. Yeah.
Okay, when season 3 ends, I'm totally going back and watching all the episodes. But I think
from season 1.
Yes. from season 1 to season 3, and then also, I don't know if you guys heard, but well, you guys out there in the podcast, out there listening to this podcast, because I think we all know about the episode that Lena's gonna have.
Yeah, woo!
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, I don't think she knows about it.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Sorry, there's like so many people in this podcast. I've like forget who I tell.
There's only four of us.
Sorry, you tell two, and you feel like you told the third one.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Audrey, I can't wait for Lena to have her own episode. The third one. And it says, in A Nightmare on Kilmotter Hill, she hated who she was because she thought there was something wrong with her. In season 3, we have there is an episode where she has to come to terms with her legacy and come to embrace what it means to have been a creature of magic, to have been a dispel.
I loved A Nightmare on Kilmotter Hill.
It was so good.
That episode was so good.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
So good at the same time. So
I remember after we watched it, we found out that like Lena. There was supposed to be, like, a scene where it was, like, Violet was supposed to, like, take in Lena type thing. Remember?
To stay at her residence.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm so excited to see. I love Lena. She's, like, my favorite character besides anyone who lives in the mansion. So, she's my favorite character, so I'm super excited for that.
Violet's my favorite character because... Call him a clown. Clown. Like, the way she says it.
Oh my gosh, no, we went way off topic for double attack.
We did.
Okay, we also have some more on, I forgot the episode number.
Louise 11?
But, no, not Louise 11, Astro Boy. What number is that? Oh my gosh, I should know this.
Season 6, I think?
Episode. We're gonna jump to season 6 here.
How many seasons are they planning?
Episode. I forgot what number, but Caitlin, didn't you say there was gonna be new characters?
Yes. And oh my gosh, I can't think of the other one, but it was like Inspector to. Tezuka? There was something weird like that, like Tezuka.
Right?
Oh my gosh. It was like hilarious. I don't know what it was now, but it was hilarious.
So I guess we will find out in what one and a half weeks.
Yeah. Next week.
I was like, what day is this? One and a half weeks. We will find out. And I am so excited. Like, Gizmo Duck. Doom for Gizmo Duck. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so, we'll see. I am so excited. And I cannot wait for Louise 11. Yes. Like, oh, Daisy?
Are you there? No.
Daisy? Are you there? But then in the sneak peek also, how Louie's like, that's Daisy Duck. Mm-hmm. If you want to, like, break into the party, you have to get past her. And then Donald's just like, oh. And he has a moment, like, almost like, oh, Daisy, Daisy, Daisy. And then all of a sudden, whatever. It's like, oh my gosh. And Daisy Duck was actually, like, they were thinking about adding Daisy since season 1. Like, she was originally actually thought about making Daisy Glomgold's personal assistant.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, that would have been...
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And they were supposed to be, like, Donald and Daisy were supposed to be, like, exes. Like, they already knew each other.
No way.
But then they ended up going back to, like, this reboot and everything is all about, like, stuff. This happened before. And so it would have been, like... Donald and Daisy were a thing before, so then they wanted to make it, like, totally new. Like, let's have them meet for the very first time. Yeah. So,
that
they
already so kind of cool. did that with
Scrooge and Goldie, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, they were a thing already. And so, this is going to be super exciting because it's, like, they have no idea who they are. This is going to be, like, their first time meeting in DuckTales. So
it's going to be great.
I cannot wait.
I cannot wait to see more of Donald attracted to Daisy type things.
Oh, right? Especially like in DuckTales, not in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Hot dog.
So off topic today. When you get four people to do a podcast, this is what happens.
It's great.
Exactly.
But yeah, I am so excited because now that Della's back, Donald, you know, is relaxing with watching Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and so he will have time for Daisy. And I wonder if Daisy's gonna be like in the show a lot now. Or if she's going to be like...
Hopefully. I hope so.
I hope she's like just in every episode because that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she just becomes a new just main character. So, yeah, we'll see.
And that wraps up our episode of Double O Duck. Thank you for joining us and yeah.
Be sure to look out for our next episode about the lost harp of Mavana.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you real soon. Okay, that wraps it up for our podcast episode. Thank you for joining us, and
we will be doing our next episode on the Lost
the Lost Harp of
Never mind. Okay.